This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 15th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Fulani Muslims attacked villagers in the Ogun State around 5 a.m. last Thursday, killing 6 people and seriously injuring many others, reports International Christian Concern. 2 of the victims, who were identified as farmers, were attacked by machetes and then thrown into the Yuwa River. In addition, eyewitnesses said that perpetrators entered the community by the hundreds, shooting indiscriminately at villagers as they tried to run to safety. The Fulani Muslim militia is the 4th deadliest terror group in the world and has surpassed Boko Haram as the greatest threat to Nigerian Christians. Revelation 6 verses 9 and 10 says, "When he opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, 'How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?'" First, the House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump for a second time on January 13, 2021, while he was still in office. His sin? Allegedly inciting his supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol on January 6th during the certification vote of the presidential election. Then, for a week, Democrats in the House served as impeachment managers, or de facto prosecutors, trying to convince the Senate to convict Trump on the charge, even though he was now a private citizen. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the president pro tem of the Senate, called for the final vote on Saturday.
"Senators, how say you? Is the respondent Donald John Trump guilty or not guilty? A roll call vote is required, and the clerk will call the roll."
After the clerk called the vote, Senator Leahy said this:
"The yeas are 57. The nays are 43. Two-thirds of the senators present not having voted guilty. The Senate judges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the article of impeachment. The presiding officer directs judgment to be entered in accordance with the judgment of the Senate as follows. The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, former President of the United States, upon one article of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present, not having found him guilty of the charge contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby acquitted of the charge in said article."
The 7 Republican senators who voted to convict former President Trump were Richard Burr of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. The Senate was 10 votes short of the required two-thirds majority to convict. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin told reporters last Friday that former President Donald Trump's impeachment attorneys, quote, "blew the House manager's case out of the water," end quote.
"I think the president's lawyers blew the House manager case out of the water. They legally eviscerated them. They showed the distortions of the tweets, the selective editing, showed the reason why due process is important, and they certainly proved that the First Amendment applies to political speech probably more than anything."
Trump's attorneys argued that the trial was unconstitutional, since the former president is a private citizen now, and accused Democrats of showing selectively edited videos that omitted key evidence, such as Trump telling supporters on January 6th at that rally to go to the Capitol, quote, "peacefully and patriotically," end quote. In a statement after Saturday's vote, former President Trump said Democrats are, quote, "given a free pass to denigrate the rule of law, defame law enforcement, cheer mobs, excuse rioters, and transform justice into a tool of political vengeance," end quote. Christian leaders and a former associate of Ravi Zacharias' ministry are calling for repentance and an overhaul of organizational practices after a report released last Thursday detailed the late apologist's pattern of sexual abuse, reports the Christian Post. Ravi Zacharias International Ministry, or RZIM, issued an apology Thursday with the announcement of the results of an extensive independent investigation in which victims claimed that Zacharias had engaged in, quote, sexting, unwanted touching, spiritual abuse, and rape, end quote, over the course of many years. In an email to the Christian Post on Friday, Carson Whitenauer, who previously led RZIM's U.S. speaking team, said he now believes that Zacharias was not only a fraud, as he articulated in his December 2020 op-ed piece, but that the organization bearing his name is as well. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10 says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." And finally, Andrew Torba, CEO of the free speech-oriented social media platform Gab, says his company will not respond to any journalists aside from Christians and those who work for a Christian media company, reports Discern.com. Last Wednesday, Gab's Twitter account posted screenshots of an email interaction between the company and a writer for the Daily Dot. In response to an interview request emailed to Torba, a screenshot shows Gab responding with a single question and a link to the company's new interview policy. The question read, quote, "Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior?" end quote. Gab also noted on Twitter that conservatives don't just need an alternative on social media, but they, quote, "need to build their own economy," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.